Out Front, I'm King David McKenzie. The Department of Justice on Friday asked a federal judge in Boston to dismiss a lawsuit that claims a federal law defining marriage as a union between a man and a woman is unconstitutional because it denies gay couples access to federal benefits given to other married couples. In court documents, the Justice Department makes it clear that the Obama administration thinks the law is discriminatory and should be repealed, but the department, calling the law constitutionally permissible, said it has an obligation to defend federal laws when they are challenged in court. The 1996 Federal Defense of Marriage Act, known as DOMA, bars federal recognition of gay unions and denies gay couples access to pensions, health insurance, and other government benefits. The law was passed by Congress at a time when it appeared Hawaii would become the first state to legalize same-sex marriage. Opponents worried that other states would be forced to recognize such marriages. Since then, six states have enacted laws or issued court rulings that permit same-sex marriage, including Massachusetts, Maine, Vermont, Connecticut, and Iowa. New Hampshire's law takes effect New Year's Day of 2010. The Massachusetts lawsuit was brought by seven gay couples and three widowers, all of whom were married in Massachusetts after it became the first state in the country to legalize gay marriage in 2004. They argue that DOMA violates the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution because it treats married gay couples differently than other married couples. Beatrice Hernandez and Melba Abreu, plaintiffs in the lawsuit, have been married for 5 years, but they are not allowed to file a joint tax return as heterosexual married couples are able to. Hernandez said they paid nearly $20,000 more in taxes between 2004 and 2007 than they would have if they had been able to file joint returns. Hernandez said, "It really is separate and unequal treatment. When we were able to marry in 2004, we didn't receive a different marriage certificate. We received one that was equal for all citizens here in Massachusetts," end quote. The Justice Department, however, argues that there is no fundamental right to marriage-based federal benefits and says Congress is entitled to address issues of social reform on an incremental basis. Gay and lesbian advocates and defenders, the legal group that filed the lawsuit, said DOMA is an exception to a long history of the federal government deferring to determinations by the states as to what constitutes marriage. A bill to repeal DOMA was introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives last week by U.S. Representative Gerald Nadler, Democrat of New York, but it has little chance of making it to a vote this year. Outfront at baronofarizona@gmail.com. I'm King David McKenzie.